It's been windy all night. It's raining right now. And from what I understand, we have a series of storms. So we contacted the National Weather Service office on Woodley Island. And we were talking with one of the forecasters there. This is Brad Charbonneau. Am I pronouncing that right?
Yep, that's correct.
Fantastic. All righty. So, so from what I understand, this isn't just a storm that's passing through. There's actually a series of them. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. It's actually one of three storms in a row that we're expecting. The first one's moving through right now. The next storm will be moving through generally in the Thursday to Saturday time frame, mm-hmm. especially late Thursday, early Friday is when we're expecting the heaviest rain from that second storm. And then another storm a little bit later in the week, later after the weekend, probably sometime, I guess Sunday into Monday is when the third one comes through. It's going to be quite an active few days up in Humboldt.
Now, from what I understand of the three systems, I was told the third one is going to be the strongest. Is that the case?
As of right now, that does appear like that's the safest bet at this point. Right now, that third system really looks like it could be packing some pretty heavy rain rates and some pretty strong winds too. It is a little bit far away, so there's a little bit of wiggle room there in the as far as the rain totals and the final wind, the strongest wind gusts. But yeah, as of right now, that storm does have the potential to be the strongest of the three. So we're certainly watching it closely.
And, of course, when the third one in the series is the wettest, that definitely could bring some flooding since the ground is already wet and saturated from the first two.
Right, right. Yeah, as of right now, it's so far away at this point that we still don't have any river official forecasts yet for the rivers, just because when you get that far away, it gets a lot more difficult to really pin down exact, crest levels. But certainly that potential will be there, certainly with the amount of rain that we've had, just over the whole season combined and really over the last couple of weeks, that'll be something that we're really watching closely.
Yeah.
Even with this first system, by Thursday morning, we have several rivers that are going to be cresting very close to flood stage. None of them are actually officially forecast to reach flood stage or higher, but we have three rivers within a foot. So that'll be something to watch really closely. The Eel River, again, is expected to crest close to 20 feet, and the Van Dusen River at Bridgeville, and then the Russian River down in Hopland. All three of those rivers are within a foot of flood stage in their forecast by tomorrow morning and afternoon.
So, yeah, that's what I was looking at.
Yeah.
The Eel River at Fernbridge was going to be in the about 19 and a half feet, so
right.
It's just under flood.
Yeah, it's very close to their flood stage at 20 feet, so that we'll be watching that very, very closely the next few days for that.
And that's just from the first system.
Yeah, that's just from the first system. Yep. And then the next system, the system for late Thursday and early Friday, the second system in the series doesn't really have quite as strong of a rain rate. It's actually going to be a colder system, so we might actually see a little bit more snow with that one. And when that happens, a lot of times we don't see quite as heavy as of rain rates
mm-hmm.
with those colder systems. A lot of it falls with snow. So we're certainly watching that. But that one, right now the crests are expected to be highest with the first wave, and then maybe not quite as high with the second wave, and then we'll be watching for that third one once we get the river forecast numbers in. That one we'll definitely be watching very closely.
Okay, so at this point, it's too far out. The models can go many different directions
right.
at this point.
Yeah, for the river specifically, we have kind of we have the weather data that kind of goes out there and has sort of a broad overview of what we can kind of expect overall from kind of a bird's eye view, but it's still a little bit early to really pin down numbers on the crest for the rivers yet.
So I guess suffice it to say, just be cautious. The potential is there.
Right, right. Certainly, monitor the situation over the next few days, early next week. We could see, tomorrow morning and then early next week again, we have the potential for more flooding. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, the word officially has finally come down that this part of California is no longer in drought. I think we've known that for mm-hmm. for some time. What kind of rain totals have we had for the rainy season thus far? It seems like it's been a really, really wet year.
Yeah, it has been. We were well above normal for Eureka. It's several inches above normal.
Mm-hmm.
It's been quite a season. I know Let's see here. In Eureka, we are right now at about 160% of normal, and that does not include the most recent rain that we've had in the last few hours this morning. So, you know, so far we've had 31.47 inches right here in Woodley Island, and our normal to this date, and then we're talking that this starts from October 1st until today, which is the water year, the start of the water year.
Wow.
So far, our normal would normally be 19.72 inches, and we've had almost 32 inches so far,
which that's
is well,
amazing.
Well above normal, and well above last year's total as well, which and last year ended up being above normal also. So yeah, we've certainly had a much wetter couple of years up in the northern half of the state anyway.
Well, that's good news for the drought anyway.
Right.
Now, I know you're looking at the northern part of the state. Is the southern part of the state doing any better? I know they've gotten some rain.
They're better. You know, they have gotten some rain. You know, certainly they, especially with the last couple of systems they finally met, started chipping away at some of those extreme drought categories that the most of the southern half of the state has been under for a while. But they still have a long way to go. Still very much within drought conditions there. So hopefully we can keep getting more systems to move south like the last few have to keep getting them more rain because they've still got a long way to go.
All righty. So I guess the word is with this one, batten down the hatches. We've got we are the first of three storms. This one, when is this one due to wrap before the next one starts, or are they going to overlap?
Yeah, they will overlap a little bit, but really the heaviest rain for this first one will pretty much be done and over with by, you know, probably late this afternoon. And then kind of that, you know, the scattered showers that we tend to see behind cold fronts, you know, where it'll be sunny one minute and showery the next, that will continue until the next one starts. So,
and the next one should start this weekend?
Yeah, well, the next one will actually be in Thursday night.
Okay.
So not too far away. So
okay, and then the third one looks like it's going to be Sunday into Monday.
Right. Yep. Probably maybe even late Saturday. So
okay.
Late Saturday into Monday. So
alrighty.
Yeah.
So we'll keep our eye on the flooding. There are certain areas that tend to flood, and people should be aware of those. The low lying areas, the streams, you know, the urban street flooding, and of course the rivers that tend to flood, there's definitely the potential they could flood.
Right, absolutely.
All right, Brad, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us this morning. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. You have a good day.
All righty. That is Brad Charbonneau with the National Weather Service office on Woodley Island, letting us know what is going on with this series of storms.